If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's say hello to the captain, Matt Beasler. Matt Beasler, good morning and congratulations. How are you?
I'm doing great, Stephen. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Tell me all about this sweet baby that has joined Team Beasler, please.
Where do I start? What do you want to hear about? Delivery,
so,
baby, mom?
Yeah, how
everyone's doing well.
So everyone's good. So everyone's healthy. Mom's good. Baby's good. How did you handle everything? How was your breathing? Were you able to help out the way the captain is supposed to?
You know, Steven, clearly, my wife Amanda and our new baby—they were co-MVPs.
Right.
But I want to pat myself on the back here. I had a really good performance. I was honestly, I feel like I was in the running for MVP, but I got squeaked out at the end. I don't know. I felt like the balance of my performance was almost perfect. You know, I was encouraging when I needed to be encouraging. I was motivating at times. I was able to throw in a few jokes as well to keep it light. So I think the nurses enjoyed that aspect. But overall, yeah, everything just went really well. I wish I had a crazy story to tell you guys about how I messed up or slipped or dropped the baby or something, but I really don't. Everything went great.
Well, I'm very glad you did not drop the baby. So tell everyone what the beautiful baby's name is. And
Her name is Marin J.
Okay.
Beasler. Potentially going to go by MJ after Michael Jordan, of course.
And how did you come up with that name?
That was my wife. She really liked the name Marin. And then we also really liked the name, like the nickname MJ for a girl. And so we were just kind of playing around with what worked and what sounded good to us. And our firstborn, her name is Parker Ray. And so we kind of played off the middle names of Ray and Jay. And there you go.
I'm getting a little Spider-Man feel there. You had Parker, but then MJ is what Spider-Man calls Mary Jane, right?
Wow. That's the first time that I realized
you.
That. Well done, Peter.
You.
You
know,
that's got to be their first movie. Then you take them together to see Spider-Man.
You could not have made Jake more happy because you just
blew my mind.
You just demonstrated fantastic comic book movie knowledge right there. Jake is so happy.
Wow, that was really good. I'm really excited to tell him.
You can just leave now, Steven. Your day is done.
Seriously, leave.
I'm out of here. I've taken care of the first Halloween costume too. So there it is.
We're changing around the nursery before the baby gets home. It's going to be Spider-Man themed now.
Nice. That's exactly right.
So the baby's not home yet. Are you sleeping in the hospital with? Because the thing I remember the most about my two kids being born is that. Sleeping in the little fold-out thing they have for the dads was the most uncomfortable thing I think I've ever slept on in my life. Are you doing that, or are you going home to get a good night's sleep?
It was, you know, last night I got the green light to go home and sleep in my own bed, so very thankful for that. But I agree with you, that bed that they have, that is tough. I don't know who would fit on that. Nate, did you fit on that?
I think they do it on purpose because, like, since the mom has to go through all the hard stuff during the actual birth, they want you to, you know, pay a price of some sort. So, like, let's give them the most uncomfortable thing to sleep on they could have. You know, I agree with that.
It's tough. It's tough to get some sleep, but I'm doing well. I'm able to catch a few naps, and I'm feeling good.
Okay, now another really cool part to this story that I realized when I saw on social media. Is your brother, Mike, who's a good buddy of our shows as well. He's been in to hang out with us on the morning show, and he's a high school football coach in the area. He have a baby like the same day or the day before? What happened here?
Yeah, so my middle brother, younger brother Mike, him and his wife, Lane, they were due about 6 or 7 days before us. and they ended up going into the hospital, and they had their firstborn, Leo Nicholas Beisler, a baby boy, one day before us. So we were in the hospital at the same time, and the crazy thing is once we delivered our baby, you know, you go up to, like, a different floor for, like, the visiting room and stuff.
Yep.
And we ended up being two doors down from them.
Wow.
Wow.
And so we, honestly, it felt like a family reunion. We were just hanging out in the hallways. We had open door policies. People were just going back and forth. It was like a party.
You know, but, you know, thankfully that was the case, and you weren't in two different hospitals, because that could have been a difficult issue for the grandparents going back and forth and everything else. So Team Beisler was all in the right spot together.
It all worked out. Grandma and Grandpa Beisler were very thankful. They were able to just hang out at the hospital for a couple days, and it's all good. They're doing really well, too. They went home yesterday, so it was the first day at home for them.
So middle name Nicholas, I assume, is that after your youngest brother?
Yeah, that's after my youngest brother. And then Lane's brother, Lane has a brother named Nick as well.
Oh, wow.
So they both have uncles named Nick.
Perfect. Well, that's cool. Busy day for your mom and dad. They became grandparents twice in the span of 2 days. That's really cool.
Seriously, yeah. We when we saw the due dates, they were a week apart. You know, that was kind of the joke throughout the pregnancies. Where, why don't you guys just have the baby on the same day? And it didn't quite work out like that, but it was as close as you could get. So it was a good story.
Matt Beisler is our guest. All right, Matt, let's talk a little soccer. I wanted to ask you about Peter Vermes on, and we asked him about Busio's performance against Houston. He was the third youngest player ever to start an MLS game. And then Peter Vermes described him as the man of the match after the game when he was having a discussion with reporters. So not only was he the third youngest ever to start an MLS game, he played one hell of a game, had an assist and everything else. You spent some time around this kid. And again, it just blows our mind, because we all think about what we were at 16 years old, and I try not to think about that. But it's one thing to be part of the team. It's one thing to be able to contribute. But at the level that he played in this game, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's hard to think about. I mean, gosh, we bring this up every time we talk about Busio. It's like, what were you doing when you were 15? What were you doing when you were 16? And, I mean, I can't even comprehend the level that he's at, and the performance he had in Houston was amazing. I think Peter's spot on. He definitely should be considered the man of the match for us. And it just, you know, it speaks to his quality and his maturity level. That was, what a crazy game. If anybody watched that, it was, you could argue that it wasn't even a soccer game. It looked probably more like a boxing match or an MMA fight. It was just a crazy game to have your first MLS start. You know, Houston's always a tough place for us to go down and play. And that game in particular, it was like a heavyweight boxing match with, you know, some of their tactics and the red cards. And it was just, for me, it was a crazy game. And I've played, I don't know how many games, 250 or 300 games. And, you know, for that to be Busio's first MLS start, and the way that he handled it, and, you know, he stayed locked in and kept his composure. I can't speak, you know, highly enough about him. And so I think it's just it's a really good step forward for him. Everybody's, you know, very excited and happy for him. And I think in the locker room too, it showed a lot about, you know, him and what our team is about. You know, a lot of times when somebody makes their debut or, you know, making MLS history with being a 16-year-old, you know, a lot of attention is on him. And afterwards in the locker room, he just felt like one of the guys. You know, it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, Busio, you know, the assist and his first MLS start. It was kind of like, oh, well, we expected that. You know, great game. Let's focus on the next one. And so, again, I think that's just a great sign for his development, and hopefully he can build off that first performance.
And so Peter said that there were several times that Houston tried to rattle him, and you talk about how physical the game was. And so as a captain, and maybe not even you or anyone else, at any point do you have to go over there and make sure he's all right? You talk about him keeping his composure, or did he even need that because he was tested in a number of different ways by Houston, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with him. I mean, he's got to have most, if not all, of the credit for keeping his composure and staying focused and not trying to, you know, get back and, you know, lose his cool. And at the end of the day, that would affect us in a negative way. And so he was able to do that. You know, yeah, I would say that's part of your job as a captain and a veteran player. But at the same time, I mean, it starts with Busio. You know, I think the other thing you can do is you can be in the ref's ear a little bit. You know, some guys like star players or veterans, you know, you can be in the ref's ear about, you know, giving them protection, maybe more than, you know, the average player. It's the same thing with him. We were in the ref's ear a little bit at halftime about just making sure that, you know, he's protected a little bit, because it was clear that Houston was trying to take some shots at him. And it was almost like a welcome to the league, kid. You know, I think at the end of the day, too, the ref did a pretty good job. It was not an easy game to ref, but he made the calls that he had to make, and, you know, he was able to protect Busio a little bit, so that was great.
All right, Matt, give me your reaction to the news that Christian Namath has rejoined Sporting Kansas City after they acquired him in a trade this week.
Yeah, it was great. He was a big player for us during his time here, and did he spend a year and a half or 2 years? I forget exactly what it was, but yeah, he was an important player for us. He had some really big moments for us at the club. I remember the Open Cup final in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
He scored an unbelievable goal, and then the goal in Portland won MLS Goal of the Year. And so he's just a quality player. He can create goals, which you could argue is the hardest thing to do in soccer. And so he's got stuff in his game that most people don't have, you know, the way that he's able to find space in the box and make something out of nothing. And so anytime you can add a guy like that to your team, we'll take it for sure, especially, you know, the stage that we're at in the season. I mean, it's not like it's at the beginning of the season. It's, you know, right in the middle, and we're trying to make this final push for the, you know, the playoff seeding and, you know, the MLS Cup. And so he's gonna add to that. And it was great to see a familiar face. It looked like he was really excited to be back in Kansas City, and you know, we were really excited to see him too.
Finally, Matt, this sets up just another huge game on Saturday night at LAFC. You get to see a couple of your old buddies, Benny Failhaber and Latif Blessing as well. But more importantly, you guys are level on points with LAFC for third place in the West right now. Brand new stadium, big crowd, great offensive team. What's the excitement level like for you guys, and maybe what's it going to take to get a result in LA this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it will be good to see Benny and Matisse, those guys, like Christian. They played a big role for our team in years past, and it's always fun to kind of run into ex-teammates like that. And once the game starts, it's all business, though. You know, I think Benny and Latif, they would both love to beat us, and we're the same way. And, but going to LA, you know, everybody's excited. It's an expansion team, and it's a new stadium. The stadium is right downtown, right, you know, off the campus of Southern California. And I've heard unbelievable things. You know, I've been able to watch a few games on TV, and they're getting unbelievable crowds just like us. And obviously, it's a brand new stadium, so it'll be really nice. And the guys are going to be, you know, looking forward to flying out there. And I think we took a really good step, you know, coming back from this, you know, mini slump that we've been in. And we got to make sure that we take the next step. And that's going to be important for us. And like you said, LA is tied with us on points, and so we just, you know, we got to go in there and do our thing. You know, the other thing to think about too is if you want to, you know, play up a storyline, is that LAFC, they have not lost a game at home yet.
Right.
So they are they're undefeated right now in their stadium's history, and we would like nothing more to go there and be the first team to get a win. So that's going to be our goal, and that's, you know, going to be what we talked about all week leading up to the game.
Well, I definitely think you guys can do it. They have a game in the Open Cup tonight as well, so if people want to watch that, it's a good way to get primed for the game on Saturday. Matt, congratulations again on the baby.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
And please give all of our best wishes to Amanda as well.
Will do.
Matt Beasler, the captain. Thank you very much for the time, as always. He joins us almost every week right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.